Good day, everyone. Today is April the 8th, and it is the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord. This feast has moved this year from its usual time on March 25th, due to that day being in Holy Week. This is Father Jim Wallace speaking from the Basilica of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Boston. Listen now to today's Gospel. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For me, this has been over the years a feast that has continued to reveal its meaning. Before 1969, it was primarily a celebration of Mary and her special role in the mystery of the Incarnation. When Gabriel greets her as full of grace and then says, "The Lord is with you," we are told she was greatly troubled, causing her to ponder what this meant. And Gabriel follows this with a gentle, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." From then on, Gabriel directs her attention and ours to the child she is asked to bear and how this will happen. This feast was long considered to be a feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, indeed her chief feast, a celebration of her motherhood of the Divine Child. But with the revised Roman calendar in 1969, this feast was definitively declared a feast of the Annunciation of the Lord, directing our attention toward the child Mary was asked to bear. She would give him the name Jesus, which means God saves. It's announced that he will be great, called the Son of the Most High, destined to receive the throne of David his father, fulfilling the promise that was made through Isaiah the prophet of the child to be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Gabriel tells Mary that he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, whose kingdom will not have an end. Thus, the feast of the Lord is certainly grounded in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I've come to realize that the title of the feast as the Annunciation of the Lord can be heard in two ways. The "of the Lord" can be heard certainly as referring to Jesus, that is, as the Annunciation of the birth of Jesus. But "of the Lord" can also be heard as referring to the Lord God as the one doing the announcing. In grammatical terms, as a subjective genitive rather than an objective genitive. Here, the emphasis directs our attention to the Lord God, who is the Creator God, the one whose initiative begins the gospel today, the God who sends the angel Gabriel. His name appropriately means God is strong. He sends him to the town of Galilee, and thereby the feast directs us into the mystery of the Trinity itself. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When Mary, in a state of what has been called holy bewilderment, asks how this conception is going to happen, since she has had no relation with a man, Gabriel answers that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. This marvelous narrative of the Annunciation of the Lord takes us more deeply into the mystery of the action of the Trinity, the communion of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, all engaged in interaction with the young Virgin Mary, to inaugurate the wondrous birth of Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, true God and true human. All this to usher in for us a new age into the new creation. Certainly, this is a feast to be fittingly celebrated in the Easter season with a fervent Alleluia, 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 and to sing, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.